Feeding 9 billion people on the globe by 2050 will require increased crop yields. They're not making any more land. The world's fish stocks are depleting and existing soil yields are stretched. California-based CBUs Inc. plans to help meet the food gap with a gene editing process that develops new traits in crop seeds. The RTDS machine does the job from a new 320,000-square-foot facility in San Diego. The company concentrates on 5 traits to increase yields and reduce costs. The traits include pod shattering, disease resistance, pest resistance, and herbicide tolerance. Founded in 2001, CBUs has spent over 20 years researching, developing, and losing money to advance to commercial status. Crops under the CBU's aim are canola, rice, soybeans, wheat, and corn. Potential markets tackled involve 260 million acres in canola, rice, and soybeans alone. Revenues come from licensing royalties paid by seed companies using CBU's traits in seeds. Several products are in early stages of commercialization. Customers include Nutrien, Bayer, Procter & Gamble, GDM Seeds, and NUSEED. A product to reduce pod-shattering canola was marketed this year after 5 years of field trials, and 2 rice products have been made available commercially. 2 years of field trials have advanced a product for canola-resistant sclerotinia fungus to near commercialization. The sclerotinia product will be a major asset. In Canada, sclerotinia losses in canola production vary from 5% to 12%. Reducing that loss by half would add between $600 million and $850 million a year to canola farmers' incomes. This has been a milestone year for the company. July opening of the new facility will speed business. Another significant milestone was merger with Callist Inc., a CRISPR gene editing operation. To merge, CBUs changed shares with a reverse split of 1 share for 5, with 19 million shares out now. With fewer shares out, CBUs can keep funding deficits by selling more shares. About 10% of shares are owned by insiders. Revenues are just starting to come, with $239,000 in the first 6 months this year. Given the new facility, new trait developments should speed up and expand to other crops. The next 2 to 3 years will determine if CBUs becomes a big player in changing agriculture. Acquisition by a major seed company is possible. Current stock price hangs around $10.50 US, with a high of $38.80 and low of $6.26. 3 analysts following the stock have targets from $21 to $39 over the next year. This highly speculative stock is a candidate for investors' watch lists. Caution. Remember, when investing, consult your advisor and do your homework before buying any security. BizWorld does not recommend investments. Ron Walter can be reached at ronjoy@sasktel.net. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.